愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
今天晚上跟大家来学习主耶稣洁净圣殿。
Tonight I'd like to share with you the topic Jesus cleansed the temple。
我们先来看哥罗西书的一节圣经节。
Let's take a look at a verse in Colossians。
第二章第九节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9。
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Verse 9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
这里说神的本性啊，有形有体就是看得见摸得到的住在主耶稣里面。
Here it says that Christ has bodily form, which means he can be seen and can be touched, and he is in God.
所以主耶稣在做每一件事情，他的背后都有一个道理在里面。
And so everything that Jesus did had a reason behind it.
因此我们在查考主耶稣做的事情，就是要学习背后的那个道是什么。
And so when we study the Bible, and study Jesus, we always want to know what is behind Jesus and the Word.
那让我们的生活也能够跟主耶稣一样合神的心意，蒙神悦纳。
So that in that way our lives can be like Christ and be liked by God.
我们看马太福音二十一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21.
从十二节一直到十七节。
From verse 12 to 17.
从十二节到十七节一共有六节的圣经。
From verses 12 to 17 are six verses.
那主要记载主耶稣洁净圣殿。
And this records the account when Jesus cleansed the temple.
那我们从十二节一直读到十七节可以看出这个圣殿里面有四种人。
And so from these verses, from 12 to 17, we can see that in the temple, there are four different kinds of people.
那这个四种人当中只有一种人主耶稣不喜欢。
And from among these four, there's only one group of people that Jesus disliked.
那其他的三种人都是主耶稣喜欢的。
And then the rest of the three kinds of people were liked by Jesus.
那首先，主耶稣洁净圣殿，这个殿代表什么？
And so when Jesus cleansed this temple, what does this temple represent?
我们来看约翰福音的第二章。
So at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
十九节。
John chapter 2 verse 19.
耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这个殿，我三日要再建起来。
Verse 19, Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
那犹太人说，这个殿四十六年才造的，你三天就要建起来吗？
Verse 20, the Jews replied, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?
二十一节。
21.
耶稣这个话是以他的身体为殿。
Verse 21, but the temple he had spoken of was his body.
所以主耶稣以他的身体为殿。
And so the temple is Jesus' body.
那到底他的身体是什么？
And so what is his body?
就是教会。
It is the church.
所以教会就是基督的身体。
And so the church is the body of Christ.
这是主耶以弗所书里面一个很重要的教训。
This is a very important teaching in the book of Ephesians.
那教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And the church is filled with the Almighty.
充满万有者就是神。
And this Almighty is God.
所以这个教会是神所充满的。
And so this church is filled with God.
那有这样的了解，我们再来看主耶稣洁净圣殿实际什么意思。
And so with this understanding, we can study what the meaning of Jesus cleansing the temple means.
首先，我们看十四节。
First, let's look at verse 14.
马太21章的14节。
Matthew chapter 21, verse 14.
在殿里有瞎子、瘸子到耶稣的跟前，他就治好了他们。
Verse 14, the blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them.
这个圣殿里面有一种人，就是需要神恩典的人。
So the first one of the kinds of people are people who need the grace from Jesus.
那这个需要有瞎子有瘸子。
And so there are blind and there are lame.
瞎子走路很不方便。
It is inconvenient for the blind to walk.
所以他有一个借口。
And so they have an excuse.
我不方便走到教会去。
It is inconvenient for me to walk to the temple of the church.
中途可能会跌倒，可能会很多的。
Because along the way, they may trip, or all sorts of things could happen.
那瘸子走路也不方便。
And those who are lame, is difficult for them to walk as well.
一拐一拐的，还要走很久的时间。
It's going to be very difficult for them to limp along the way.
那瞎子跟瘸子能够走到圣殿，这个已经代表他用很大的努力。
And so for the blind and the lame to be able to actually walk to the temple means they put a lot of effort in it.
那这个努力就感动了神。And
this kind of effort touched Christ.
所以我们要得神的恩典，有时候要用一些行动来代表我们的心。And
so if we want any grace or blessings from God, we need to take some actions to touch Christ.
如果我们的行动能够感动神,
If our actions can touch God, then it'll be easy for us to receive the blessings and grace. For example, the woman who was bleeding for 12 years.
她流了12年的血，一定是很软弱。
She bled internally for 12 years. She must have been very weak.
那主耶稣的周围围着这么多人。
And there were so many people around Jesus Christ.
要靠近主耶稣不容易。
To actually get close to Christ would not be easy.
那一个很微弱的女人要挤到耶稣的身旁更不容易。
And so for a weak and feeble woman to make it to Jesus' side is not easy.
但是她每一步路都很辛苦，她要挤到主耶稣的面前也很辛苦，这个就是代表她的精神。
And so even though it may be difficult and painful to actually reach and squeeze to abide to get to Jesus, it means something about her attitude.
所以她一摸耶稣的衣裳,
so when she touched Jesus' cloak,
血肉马上好了,
her bleeding immediately stopped.
其实主耶稣周围也有很多人摸到耶稣的衣裳。
As a matter of fact, a lot of people had touched Jesus Christ as they were around him.
那为什么他没有体验?
Why didn't they have any feeling?
因为他没有那个心，他没有那个精神。
Because they lack the heart and the attitude.
所以摸到也没有感觉什么。
So even though they've touched Christ, they didn't feel anything.
但这个女人一摸到，主耶稣马上觉得有能力出去。
But when this woman touched Christ, immediately Jesus felt power leave him.
耶稣的身体有能力。
Jesus' body has power.
这个身体就是他的殿。
This body is the temple,
就是他的教会,
which is his church.
有时候礼拜六来，我就看那个代祷的名单了，一堆。
Sometimes when I come on Sabbath day, I look at the prayer request list. There is a whole bunch of things.
那我一个一个把它对照。And
I looked at each one.
这个需要代祷的人到底有几个现在在这里祷告？
Those who need prayer, are they actually here praying as well?
我们10:20到10:50, 这个是祷告会。
From 10:20 to 10:50 is our early prayer.
我发现来的人很少。
I imagine very few people come.
代祷是一种帮助。
Intercession is a form, is help.
但是一个人要得到恩典，最重要是他本人。
But in order for an individual to receive grace and blessings, it's up to themselves.
那如果需要代祷的人从头到尾都没有来,
and so those who are in need of prayer do not come from the very beginning.
可能他有很多不方便的地方,
perhaps they have some inconveniences.
但是能够克服不方便，这代表他的精神。
But if they can face those inconveniences, says something about their attitude.
那这样代祷才会产生功效。
Only in that way, intercession has effectiveness.
不然的话，代祷的人一直代祷，被代祷的人本身都无痛痒，没有关系。 这个不容易发生功效。
Because those who are interceding for that person will see no effect in their prayer.
所以如果我们看到一些需要神恩典的人，
So if we see people who are in need of grace and blessings,
一定要勉励他，你要尽可能拿出精神来，让主耶稣能够感动。
Then we must encourage them to take the attitude and take action so that they can touch the heart of Christ.
那别人带到也才能够产生功效。
And then in that way, others who intercede for them will also see effectiveness.
所以我们在看圣殿里面的这一种人呢，就是瘸嘴的跟瞎眼。
And so here we can see that one of the kinds of people in the temple are blind and lame.
主耶稣就治好他们。
And Jesus healed them.
比方说我们灵恩会。
For example, our spiritual convocation.
我们就是要祈求神的恩典。
We must ask for the grace of God.
这个精神就很重要。
And so our attitude is important.
有的人很不方便。
A lot of people may be inconvenienced.
但是要尽量去克服。
But yet they face these inconveniences.
这样的人就会得到神的恩典。
And then in that way, they will receive the blessing of God.
我在听我们这个礼拜这个接的 newsletter 出来的一篇见证。
I was looking at a testimony from our GA letter.
一个工人在提到他的父亲。
A worker talked about his father.
他以前是行邪术的。
In the past, he was dealing with magic and sorcery.
那信主以后，精神很好。
But when he came to believe in Christ, he was much more better and alert.
每一次聚会都到。
Every service time he came.
他要死的前一个礼拜。
And the week before he passed away.
他已经病得很严重了。
He was extremely ill.
其实从他家里到教会要一个钟头。
From the distance from his home to church was an hour.
他要雇请人开车到教会来。
So he had to hire someone to bring him to him to church.
最后他来了教会守安息日。
And so he came to church to observe the Sabbath.
所以从他的一生当中，我们看到他很多恩典。
And so from his life, we can see that he had many blessings.
所以这个精神很重要。
And so our attitude is very important.
因此这个。第一种人在圣殿里面就是需要神恩典的。
And so thus the first kind of people in the temple require grace and blessing.
这两个都得到恩典。
And we can see that these two kinds have received their grace.
那第二种人。
The second kind of people.
我们会来看马太福音的21章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 21.
15节。
Verse 15.
祭司长和文士看见耶稣所行的奇事，又见小孩子在殿里喊着说：“何善那大卫的子孙，就甚恼怒。”16节。
16.
对他说：“这一些人所说的，你听见吗？”耶稣说：“是的。”经上说：“你从婴孩和口中完全的赞美的话，你没有念过吗？”这一段圣经里面在记载圣殿里面的另外一种人。
Here, it talks about another type of people in the temple.
就是小孩子。
That is children.
那小孩子算得了什么呢？
And so, what about these children?
那为什么圣经要记载小孩子呢？
Why does the Bible record anything about children?
因为小孩子在赞美主耶稣。
Because the children were praising Jesus Christ.
何善那归于大卫的子孙。
They said Hosanna to the son of David.
在21章的开始就记载主耶稣骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
From the beginning of chapter 21, we see Jesus riding on a donkey into Jerusalem.
他就是以王的姿态进到耶路撒冷。
He went into Jerusalem as a king.
他是属灵国度的王。
He is the king of the heavenly kingdom.
所以大家被感动了，就把衣服铺在地上，然后就砍树枝铺在地上，那欢迎主耶稣，何善那大卫的子孙。
And so the people welcomed him. The large crowd spread their cloaks on the road with branches and shouted Hosanna to the son of David.
第九节，奉主人名来自应当称颂的高高在上的何善那。
Verse 9, the crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David.
这是主耶稣得荣耀的一个时刻。
This is a time of the glory of Jesus Christ.
那一定有很多的小孩子在那边也看到了。
And so a lot of children must have seen this as well.
那现在主耶稣进到圣殿里面。
And now Jesus entered the temple.
小孩子就在那里赞美主耶稣。
The children and infants were there praising
Hosanna归于大卫的子孙。
Praising Hosanna to the Son of David.
这就应验了圣经的预言，神要从婴孩吃奶的拱子完全的赞美的美化。
And so, and this is according to the prophecy that that those these children will praise him.
那第二种人是什么？
And what are the second kind of people?
在圣殿赞美神的。
Those who are praising God in the temple.
那他是小孩子，很单纯。
These children are very, very pure and simple.
那他的赞美也感动了主耶稣。
And so their praises have touched Christ.
所以主耶稣引用圣经说，他们这个小孩子讲的就是圣经预言的实现。
And so that's why Jesus said about mentioned about the prophecy from the Bible.
但是我们看十五节哦，祭司长文士看见耶稣所行的奇事。
But we see in verse 15, but when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did,
所以祭司长跟文士他不是没有看见主耶稣的荣耀。
And it's not that they didn't really see anything of Christ.
但是他就不是很单纯，他没有办法赞美主。
But these people are not pure enough to praise Jesus Christ.
他里面有很多 self ambition， 他里面有很多的。
They were indignant. They had a lot of self-ambition in them. They could not see who Christ was and was not able to praise him. And so what do we do when we are in our church? We must praise God. And praising God is actually offering spiritual sacrifices.
旧约时代要献牛羊。
In the Old Testament, they had to sacrifice cattle and sheep. But in the New Testament era, we are offering spiritual sacrifices. And then, in this way, we can be in the favor of God.
所以我们在教会里面要多讲一些感谢的话，赞美的话。
So while we're in church, we should say more words of thanksfulness and praise.
不要像祭司长、文士就恼怒，讲一些恼怒的话、埋怨的话。
And not be like these chief priests and teachers, who were indignant, who were not pleased.
好，我们先看希伯来书十一章。
Let's think like Hebrews chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。Verse
15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name.
这里说这是嘴唇的果子。
It says here that these are the fruit of lips.
这是灵祭。
These are spiritual sacrifice.
就是颂赞神。
And that is to praise God.
那这个颂赞神也是借着诗歌。
And of course, praising God is through hymns.
所以我们聚会最好能够早一点来。
And so when we attend service, we should try to come earlier.
其实这个诗歌很多的这个歌词都是非常的美。
Because a lot of the lyrics in our hymns are very beautiful.
这个歌词从前到尾接到起来，就是一首文章。
And so when we connect all of the lyrics together, it is a piece of written work.
那我们从心里面被恩感动，然后把这个歌唱出来，赞美神，我们就是在献祭。
And so when we are touched by the grace of God and we sing these hymns, then we are offering a spiritual sacrifice.
所以教会里面这个唱诗啊，不是说啊信徒还没有到，再唱一首。
And so the hymn singing session is not because there are still people to arrive and we're singing yet another hymn.
把唱诗当作是一种献灵祭，这样来做，我们大家就会唱得很高兴，很受感动，神也很喜悦。
Rather, we should treat hymn singing as a spiritual sacrifice. And that way, when we sing it, we can also receive joy as well.
那信徒彼此的交谈，多谈一些感谢赞美神的话。
And when our brothers and sisters talk with each other, should speak more praise and thanks.
这是圣殿里面的第二种人。
This is the second type of people in the temple.
看见神的作为，在赞美神的。
They've seen who Christ is and they're praising him.
好，那我们现在再回来。
Let's come back to Matthew chapter 21.
马太福音二十一章。
Matthew chapter 21.
好。十三节。
Verse 13.
对他们说，经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你倒使它成为贼窝了。
Verse 13, it is written, he said to them, My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.
所以这个主耶稣说，我的殿要称为，其他圣经有说，万国祷告的殿。
In here, in other versions, it says that my house will be a house of prayer for all nations.
所以教会是我们祷告的地方。
And so, the church is a place of prayer.
所以我们来教会有两个接触。
And so there are two things we encounter when you come to church.
第一个是跟人接触。
First, we encounter people.
第二个是跟神接触。
Second, we encounter God.
那有的人他一直觉得说我来教会没有得到什么。
Some people think that they don't really gain anything when they come to church.
真的有可能我们来到教会没有得到什么。
Sure, it's possible that when you come to church, we don't really gain anything.
有没有这样的可能？
Is there this possibility?
是有可能的。
And sure it is.
因为如果我们来到教会，把我们的注意力都放在人。
Because if we come to church and we focus all on the people in it.
今天我没有遇到我想要的人。
Today I didn't see the person I wanted to see.
今天我周围的人谈的话我听得不舒服。
Or I don't feel comfortable about the conversation I had with the people today.
这个都很有可能。
These are all possible.
那我们就觉得我来教会没有得到什么。
And then you feel like you haven't gained anything by coming to church.
但是如果我们来到教会预备心。
But if we come to church and prepare our hearts ahead of time.
把圣殿当作祷告的殿。
And treat this temple and this church as a house of prayer.
其实我们从礼拜一到礼拜五大家上班都很忙。
Actually, we are all busy from Monday to Friday with our work.
也不容易祷告长一点，也不容易深入。
It's not easy to pray long enough or get really into a prayer.
那如果礼拜六我们能够早一点预备心来教会祷告。
But if we can on Sabbath day come earlier and pray and prepare our hearts.
特别是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
Especially our true Jesus Church members.
我们有得到圣灵。
We have received the Holy Spirit.
我们跟神很容易相通啊，因为有灵在我们里面。
And it is very easy to communicate with God because of the Spirit.
那这一直祷告，祷告到灵里面通了，你就觉得非常喜乐。
And when you pray to the point that it is that our connection through the Spirit is clear, then we will receive joy.
你觉得很平安，很释放，很自由。
We'll feel peace and feel comfort and joy.
神同在，你会觉得很甜美。
And when we have the abidance of God, it is very sweet.
所以到真耶稣教会来聚会，不可能没有得到什么。如果没有得到什么，是这个可能我们的方向有一点需要调整。
And so if we come to our true Jesus Church, it is impossible to not feel anything. If you don't feel anything, it's possible our direction is wrong.
那有时候我们如果真的被圣灵充满。
And so if we are truly filled with the Spirit of God,
有时候在听道理的时候就念一些圣经，我们就可以体会到一些讲道的人没有讲出来的道理。
And then we may encounter verses in the sermon that wasn't even brought up by the speaker.
所以有一些工人他在下面听道理说，我今天晚上听了一篇道理，我得到两篇道理。
Sometimes people who are listening to a sermon feel like in the end that they actually gain two sermons at the same time.
怎么有可能听一篇道理得到两篇道理？
How is it possible that they're listening to one sermon but they receive two sermons at the same time?
就是这个圣灵开我们的心。
Because the Holy Spirit opens our hearts.
所以有一些圣经节我们一听了以后 我们能够了解更深入，那你就得到另外一片道理。
Because when we read a verse, then we may be able to understand it deeper, and then we, in that way, we've gained another sermon.
那因为有圣灵在运行，所以有时候那个神的话，你单单念。讲道的人单单念，那个神的话就刻到我们内心里面。
And because there's the abundance of the Spirit, once the speaker reads a verse, it cuts our hearts.
所以一个有教会、有圣灵的教会。
And so a church that has the abundance of the Spirit,
来到圣殿啊，来祷告，这是一种恩典，也是一种享受。
It is the grace and a blessing to be able to come and pray in the church.
那如果每个信徒都来教会祷告，
and so if every member comes to pray in church,
都被圣灵充满，
and then they are all filled with the Spirit of God,
这是一个神同在的教会，
then it will be a church that has the abidance of God.
这个就是吸引人的教会，
and then this church will be able to attract others.
有神同在的教会一定会吸引人。
A church that has the abundance of God will certainly attract others.
因为神本身就是一种吸引。
Because God is this attraction.
我们来的不想走，走了还想再来。
Those who come here don't wish to leave. If you leave, will want to come back.
为什么？因为神在这里。
Why? Because God is here.
所以我们来到教会，一定不要忘记，要花时间祷告。
So when we come to church, let us not forget to pray.
那圣经里面在讲彼得一天三次祷告。
The Bible mentions that Peter prays three times a day.
在使徒行传第三章啊，他说他圣殿去上圣殿去祷告。
In Acts chapter 3, it mentions that he goes to the temple to pray.
那就在这个美门的门口，神迹就显出来。
And then at the gate, beautiful, a miracle happened.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满。
And so when a person is filled with the Spirit of God,
我们的体验就会增加。
Then we will experience a lot more.
这是我们要追求的。
This is what we must pursue.
圣殿的第三种人。
And this is the third kind of people in the temple.
我们再回来看马太福音二十一章。
Let's come back to Matthew chapter 21.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣进了神的殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人。推倒兑换银钱的桌子跟卖鸽子人的凳子。
Verse 12, Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables and money changers and the benches of the selling doves, of those selling doves.
另外一种人就是在圣殿里面做买卖的人。
The next kind of people are the people who are conducting business in the temple.
这是主耶稣不喜欢的。
This is Jesus Christ does not like this.
为什么做买卖？
And so why are they conducting business?
所以你如果看下面，我们看下面的换银钱的桌子，还有卖鸽子，他们在买卖鸽子。
And we see in the latter part of the verse that they are selling doves.
因为要献祭啊，经济比较好献牛羊，经济比较不好的就献鸽子。
Because when times are good, the people will be sacrificing lamb, etc. But when it's not as good, they're selling doves.
所以把这个鸽子搬到这个圣殿附近来卖啊，这个很方便。
And so selling these doves in the close to the temple was a convenience for others.
那换银钱呢？因为要买卖就是要换银钱呢。
And then there are money changers because if there's to be a sale, to be sales going on, then there has to be money changers.
虽然这是跟献祭有关，也为着方便。
And so this really was just a convenience to those who were going to make sacrifices.
但是这个做买卖这个行为跟圣殿的精神是不一样的。
But conducting business is different from the attitude of a church or temple.
做买卖是得利的。
Doing business is to gain power.
那圣殿是敬拜神的，这两个是不能共存。
But the temple is for worship. These two things cannot be together.
所以主耶稣就把牛羊推赶出去的鸽子都放出去。
And so, so Jesus threw all of these things out.
他洁净圣殿。
He cleansed the temple.
所以我们要保持圣殿教会的纯真。
And so we must We must keep the true nature of the temple.
我们来教会就是敬拜神、服侍神。 That is to worship,
to serve others, and to fellowship with others.
没有什么个人的什么为了私利的动机在里面。
And there is to be no individual business or gain to be in it.
那洁净圣殿另外一个意思。
And the other meaning of cleaning the temple is
这个殿就是我们的心。
This temple is like our heart.
我们这个教会要蒙神同工，灵恩会要有神在我们当中运行，我们要洁净我们的心。
So if we want God to be part of our holy work, then we must cleanse ourselves.
神是圣洁的。
God is pure and clean.
但是如果我们洁净，他就会与我们同在。
And so if we cleanse ourselves, then we will have the abidance of God.
所以圣经才说，至高的神要住在心灵痛悔谦卑的人的心里。
And so the Bible tells us that the Almighty God will be among those people who are weary and burdened.
我们看。 以赛亚书57章,
Let's take a look at Isaiah 57.
15节,
Isaiah 57, verse 15.
57章, 15节,
Isaiah 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：“我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。”要使谦卑人灵魂苏醒，使痛悔人苏醒。 这个地方说，神住在至高至圣的所在。It
says here that God lives in a high and holy place.
跟神的高比起来，我们是很卑微。So
compared to that height, we are very lowly people.
跟神的圣比起来，我们是很不洁。If
we compare to his holiness, we are not clean.
但是神应许他要跟我们同在。But
God promises that he will be with us.
但有一个条件。
But there is a condition.
心灵痛悔谦卑。
We must be contrite lowly in our in spirit.
就是把罪从我们的生活中的心把它倒出去。
And that is to pour out all of our sin from our heart.
我们有这个决心，有这个动作，神就会进到我们里面。
So if we have this determination and take these actions, then God will be with us.
主耶稣洁净圣殿。
Jesus Christ cleansed the temple.
因为这个敬拜神是圣洁的地方。Because
the place of worship is a holy place.
我们现在看约翰福音第二章。Let's
take a look at John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。John
chapter 2.
主耶稣做了这些，这表明一件事情。Jesus
Christ did these to represent something.
27节,
chapter 2, verse 17.
他的门徒就想起经上的话说：“我为你的殿心里着急，如同火在烧。”
Verse 17. His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
主耶稣为神的殿好像火在烧。
Jesus Christ, because of the temple, is like a fire that's burning.
那个火可以指圣灵。
This fire is like the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵焚烧，人对神的殿、对教会蛮有热心。
If we are consumed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, then we'll be fervent, and have zeal for our church.
这个就是我们圣公发展的一个基本的条件。
And this is a very basic condition for the development of our church.
大家为神的殿心里着急。
We are all concerned for our church.
那这样我们在关心神的事情，就是一种很自动的，从心里面做出来的。
And so when we are dealing with any matters in the church, then it will come from our hearts.
那我们做的就会蒙神悦纳。
And then what we do will be liked by God.
那唱诗。
Let's sing him.
267。
267.